Colonel Jacob Neal is the SPLM IO coordinator in Upper Nile and Jonglei states. He says a spiritual leader called Makwach is demanding food at an assembly point for returning abducted children.
But he said, you bring food for the children who will be brought from different areas. When the food arrives, then I will call all the Wayang who abducted the children. Then they will bring them together. Organization who will take the children back to their mothers is the one who will take responsibility.
James Chualjiak, the commissioner of Ayot County, says more than 40 children abducted last year by the militia group known as the White Army should be reunited with their families in Upper Nile.
The children we adopted at the time Makwach went to some areas. The number that may be present may be the same as the number of children I returned to Malakal last year. I was the one who took 40 children to Malakal.
Jack says one woman will be returned to Greater Pibor administrative area this week. He says children from the Chiluk community are said to be among those kidnapped, but the total number is not clear because they are still with individual members of the White Army.
We have one woman from the site of Murle here with our children. On Tuesday, she may go to Bor, and from Bor to Bor. This is what will happen. But the children of Chiluk are mobilized and will be returned to their families. However, I do not know the exact number of children present now.
Tut Poishluak, the director for child protection at Upper Nile State Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, says more than 200 children and women were abducted in Tonga and surrounding areas in 2022.
Now the government is working hard in order to bring those people who were taken by the corporations or the collective responsibility from the government of Jonglei State and Upper Nile State together with our partner UNICEF and UNMISS. We are trying our level best in order to bring those young kids.
Luak Haji's parents, whose children were abducted to be patient, adding that the exact number of women, girls and boys who were abducted is still unclear. The children were abducted in 2022 after the White Army attacked Hagwelek forces in Tonga, Fashoda and Kodok. The government of Upper Nile State sent a team to Ayot to negotiate the return of 41 children the White Army abducted in Lake Nasir. UNICEF says child abduction is a threat to children and women across South Sudan due to intercommunal violence. The UN says thousands of children are separated from their families, leaving them vulnerable to violence, abuse, and exploitation. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kuat in Malakal.